Support for this public radio podcast comes from KeyBank Capital Markets, specializing in corporate and investment banking solutions for established and growing mid-sized companies. Visit key.com/KBCM.
Saving money the Web 2.0 way. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. SmartyPig.com is a website designed to help people save money for specific goals, like buying an iPhone or a new digital TV. It includes a social element that lets friends and family contribute to an account and monitor a saver's progress. The site, which has a piggy bank as its logo, has partnered with West Bank of West Des Moines, Iowa. Accounts are FDIC-backed and earn 4.33% interest. Anyone can open an account, but the site is designed to appeal to children and young adults. Users tell SmartyPig what they're saving for, how much it costs, and when they're going to buy it. Then it can automatically deduct money from their savings accounts until they reach their goals. SmartyPig co-founder John Gaskell says the site encourages saving by making it a social affair.
You can invite your friends and family to be a part of the process, and they can watch your piggy bank grow. So instead of walking your child down to the corner bank, or instead of just making a casual deposit once in a while into a savings account that may just be for a rainy day, we really kind of push that goal and give it kind of an exciting feel.
So I have a daughter who wants to save up to take a trip to Germany with her class about a year from now. How would she use SmartyPig to do that?
She would set up an account with a goal for a trip to Germany. She would be able to place a widget for that goal on her Facebook or MySpace page or maybe her blog. Her friends and her parents, you, for example, her grandparents would be able to contribute to that goal whenever they wanted to. She could send out a blast email to them to get them interested to visit the site and possibly contribute to the goal. So there are, you know, a variety of different ways to kind of push traffic to this goal of getting her to Germany. And the neat thing about SmartyPig is that instead of just saving up for it by herself or having her parents pay for it, she's able to kind of hopefully reach that goal even faster than she normally would.
So when you set up an account, which is a bank savings account, and then you invite all sorts of people to contribute to it and look at it, it seems like there's a potential disaster waiting to happen there, a security disaster, because usually you want people to stay as far away from your accounts as possible. And here you're sort of inviting people in.
We knew from the get-go that online security and privacy was our number one priority. And accounts created in SmartyPig, because of our focus on that, are as secure as they would be in any bank. When you do open up your account and make it public, people can only see what you want them to see, which is either the percentage of your goal or how much money you've saved. They basically see a piggy bank, and as it's being filled up, they don't see any sensitive information.
John Gaskell is co-founder of SmartyPig.com. The site includes rewards for reaching savings goals in the form of merchant discounts and gift cards from the likes of Best Buy and Circuit City. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.